I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds appears to be prepared to push schools to return students to classrooms this month, reinforcing her plans to prioritize in-person learning, even when the local school board believes it's too risky. The Des Moines School District's request on December 28th was the first to be rejected since August. Des Moines Superintendent Tom Ahart says the school board is concerned about the safety and well-being of its students and employees based on local viral conditions. The Iowa Department of Education director rejected the request on December 30th. She echoed Reynolds' recent statements that students engaged in remote learning are falling behind academically and schools are not primary drivers of spread of the virus. Nebraska officials who are leading that state's pandemic response expect a large increase in coronavirus vaccinations over the next 2 weeks after a slowdown over the holidays. New data from the state's tracking portal shows Nebraska gave out more than 36,000 vaccinations so far out of the almost 95,000 doses that it has in possession. Most of those who have received initial doses at this point are frontline healthcare workers. They were given the first priority. Nebraska started vaccinating people back on December 15th, but saw sharp drops in daily doses handed out on December 25th, that's Christmas, and the 2 days following. The numbers rose to roughly 3,000 per day afterwards, but dropped again on the first of the year. And economic conditions continue to improve in 9 Midwest and Plain states, including Siouxland. However, business leaders are less optimistic after a new surge in coronavirus cases in the region. The overall index for the region suggests strong growth, even though it did dip to 64.1 in December from 69 in November. Any score above 50 on the survey suggests growth, while a score below 50 suggests recession. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.